This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. A day after Iraq's election results were announced, political leaders intensified talks on how to form a new government and make the transition. There remains one constant, though: daily violence. Today, insurgents blew up an oil pipeline in Kirkuk, and an improvised bomb killed three Iraqi National Guardsmen in Bakuba. Both towns are north of Baghdad. One of the biggest challenges to whatever government finally emerges in Iraq will be breaking the insurgency. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Before Iraq's election, the interim government announced the arrests of a string of high-level assistants to Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Zarqawi is a Jordanian-born militant who U.S. and Iraqi officials say is close to al-Qaeda and the mastermind behind much of the violence in Iraq. National Security Advisor Mowafiq al-Rubai says the pre-election crackdown did interrupt insurgent activities for a while.
It has managed to disrupt and destroy partly a good part of their command and communication and control structure. So they are trying now to regroup, to recommunicate, to reorganize their people.
Top U.S. military officials declined to speak about the arrests, wanting to put an Iraqi face on the counterinsurgency effort. But the American military remains heavily involved in hunting insurgents. Captain Luis Alvarez, an intelligence officer with the 1st Cavalry Division, says the impact of any given arrest may not be immediately felt.
If you take out a localized cell in a village, you would immediately see a decrease, let's say, in the number of improvised explosive devices or attacks. If you're talking, let's say, financier, the effect of his detention may not be felt for weeks or months afterward.
One of the most trumpeted detentions was of a reputed financier, Izzedine Al-Majid. A government statement issued more than a month after his arrest in Fallujah claims Majid controlled billions of dollars he was funneling to the insurgency. Majid is a cousin of Saddam Hussein, but fell out of favor after arguing against Iraq's 1990 invasion of Kuwait. Majid then left Iraq for Jordan. He lived there and in Europe until the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi says he never thought Majid's opposition to Saddam was real.
I never, ever trusted this man, never really, when we were in the opposition, never considered him to be a viable opponent of Saddam, but rather a person with personal interests, and his interests broke down with Saddam, and he decided to be against him.
Others who also knew Majid in exile dismiss him as a stupid man, an unlikely mastermind of terrorist financing. Security advisor Rubai says arresting cell leaders and stopping sources of money is only going to go so far.
Admittedly, insurgents managed to infiltrate some of our departments and ministries and our intelligence. But this is a long fight. We need to learn to live with this type of malignant cancer. But at the same time, intensify our effort to reduce its effect on the economy, on the ordinary living, the ordinary citizen living ordinarily in his life.
No one wants that to happen more than the residents of one neighborhood in the Al-Dura section of Baghdad. Men there have set up an armed neighborhood watch program. They moved concrete barriers and barbed wire from outside polling centers after the election to build a closely watched, one-car-only entrance to the area. Some of the problems plaguing people here are common crimes, kidnappings, car theft. But Saad Abid Al-Kanani, a resident and businessman, says insurgent raids in the district were the motivation for the armed watch program. He says insurgents broke into the home of an ailing man and his three daughters at 3 o'clock one morning.
They put everyone in the kitchen. Then they ordered them to hand over all their gold and money. They kept saying, "We are the Mujahideen. We need this money for the fight." And the old man said, "Is this what jihad means?" One of them answered, "Yes, and you have to obey, or we'll take you with us." He was afraid after that, so he gave them the money and they left.
It's that kind of toll on everyday life that wears down people here almost more than car bombs. Now, after the election, politicians are also looking for non-military ways to fight the insurgency, such as rehiring fired members of the military, reaching out to tribal leaders, and bringing Sunni Muslims into the government. All ideas that have been discussed before. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.